This recording, Egypt 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's the story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a deserted district of the territory. So she was very happy to start a new job at a superb private practice in North Square, near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much nearer for her and more for her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt distressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. That woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising, because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling, "Karma, Karma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Karma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose lower back with her palm, then singing a tune to her. Finally, she administered ether. Her efforts was not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold on to Karma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bath the goose, she wiped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis. Almost immediately, she remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. "I can't imagine paying so much," but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. One of my dreams is, I really hate admin stuff. I'm good at it, or I consider myself good at it, but really that's not my dream, or that's not my passion. My passion is to have something I really love. I love fabrics, I love embroidered stuff. I thought once to start my own business, and that I traveled to Turkey and I tried to buy clothes and sell it. I was scared because I need money, and I thought that in that kind of business I might lose money, because marketing is not that easy for stuff like that. So I started this thing, but then I had to quit that early because my partner wanted to do everything on her own and neglected my opinion totally. So we didn't get on along together. And then, but right now I'm in the middle of something, and I really want to do it. Which is playing with fabrics and doing stuff. I think I will start that business soon.
شرم الشيخ هي مدينة سياحية مصرية تضم منتجعات سياحية وتشتهر بأحد مراكز الغوص العالمية وتشتمل على مطار دولي.